This is NPR.
I'm sorry and thank you. That was the word from the chief executive of American Airlines yesterday in response to yet another mass of flight cancellations. The airline scrapped more than 900 flights yesterday and plans to ground another 570 today. All told, American has canceled almost 2,500 flights over the past 3 days for failing to meet government safety standards. Yesterday, American CEO Gerard Arpe said he was profoundly sorry and he thanked customers for their patience.
We're offering them full refunds. We're trying to accommodate them on other airlines if other airlines can help them. And we're trying to put them on other American Airlines flights.
At issue, potential wiring hazards that could cause fires or problems with landing gear. The cancellations have delayed or stranded more than 140,000 passengers. Meanwhile, more signs of turbulence in the sky. Frontier Airlines has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Company executives say it will buy the airline some time to obtain more financing and boost their liquidity. Frontier will keep operating while it reorganizes. In Zimbabwe, the main opposition party there says it will boycott any runoff in the presidential election because the party insists that its candidate, Morgan Tsvangirai, won the poll outright. It's been almost 2 weeks since Zimbabwe held national elections, and results have still not yet been released. Yesterday, the head of the opposition accused President Robert Mugabe and his party of carrying out a constitutional coup d'etat. Independent monitors say Tsvangirai won the vote, but probably not by enough to avoid a runoff. Top U.S. diplomatic officials say they found a way to break the deadlock in six-party talks over North Korea's nuclear disarmament. According to the Washington Post, the U.S. is prepared to lift two key economic sanctions against North Korea. In exchange, Pyongyang must acknowledge U.S. concerns and evidence about a range of nuclear activities. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill briefed lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday. Under the tentative deal, North Korea must also finish disabling its main nuclear facility and provide a full accounting of its plutonium stockpiles. A year after the Virginia Tech shootings, families of the victims now have one kind of closure. Most families have agreed to an $11 million state settlement. The deal will compensate those who lost loved ones, pay survivor medical costs, and avoid a court battle over who, besides the gunman, was to blame. Families who have not agreed to the deal may still sue the state and the university. On April 16th of last year, Sung-Wee Cho killed 32 people and wounded dozens more. And wild salmon are likely to get a lot more expensive this year, following the decision by federal fisheries managers to shut down all commercial salmon fishing off the coast of California and Oregon. Here's NPR's Martin Costi.
Most salmon runs are just a fraction of what they used to be, but Don McIsaac, the executive director of the Pacific Fishery Management Council, says this year the drop has been especially sharp.
There's an unprecedented low level of Sacramento fall Chinook. Never been seen this low before. But collectively, on the West Coast, what people are looking at here will be the worst ocean salmon fishery season in history.
Scientists blame a variety of factors in the rivers where the salmon spawn, such as dams, lower water levels because of irrigation, and urban development. Shutting down the ocean salmon fishery this year paves the way for a possible fisheries disaster declaration, which could lead to government aid for the fishing industry.
NPR's Martin Costi reporting there. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.